get a good look at the last one. It seemed like it hit something.
Yeah, it hit off a couple sticks. I don't know whose stick it tipped off of. It just, if they were going to score, I'd rather them score a legit goal and not something to tip. But, you know, a goal's a goal. It doesn't matter how it goes in.
I feel like sometimes in overtime that's what it takes, though. It's going to be, especially when Molly's playing the way she is.
It's never going
to
gonna
beat
be.
Her, it's going to take something like that.
It's never going to go the way you want it to.
Yeah.
I was on the bench hoping for a shootout. But, you know, they played unbelievable. You know, I knew one goal wasn't going to be enough for this game. And, I mean, Woburn's, they're an amazing team. Coach, great, you know. They're number three team. They're expected to be here. We weren't, but you know what? They played unbelievable all game long. So
these kids, obviously, they talk about emptying the bucket. I felt like they did. They didn't have a lot left at the end. You got to be proud of them for that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I had to shorten things up a little bit at the end of the game, but you know what? I mean, they came in ready to go in this game. They knew what they were up against. This was going to be our toughest opponent out of all the games we played and everything, but you know, it just didn't go our way today. So
block shots for Rachel. I mean, what do you say about the way she played this year, Maddie too?
The both of them. They played. They gave 100%. Every single person on this team gave me 100% every time they touched the ice. Games, practices, whatever it was. So I mean, I couldn't say anything bad about anybody on this team.
Feeling pretty good when you get that first goal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they came right out from this in that second period, put the goal in right away. You know, Woburn looked like they panicked for a little bit, but you know, we just couldn't hold on. They scored a power play goal on us. And
kind of a classic easy effort there on that goal, too. Just not quitting on the play.
Just kept digging till that light goes on. That's all I asked for. Just keep digging.
Feel like there was almost too much special teams where they were only skating 10, 11 girls. You're skating 9 at the end of the game. And I think everybody's just so tired with all those special teams.
Everybody
on.
Is. I mean, yeah, with the penalty kill shot, I mean, the penalties were pretty even both ways, so you know, something like that, it is what it is.
It just makes
but
everybody so tired.
Yeah, and then the overtime, the extra ice, it's just you can't skate at all. So
it almost help you guys in the sense you could put Sammy and Izzy together and maybe get who would be the third forward.
It gives me an opportunity on the 4-on-4 to mix up some people in the overtime and see what works and everything. And we couldn't get the puck out of our zone. We just couldn't get anything going during it.
Not my chance, really. I thought maybe Izzy would bury it.
I was hoping for anything at that point.
What did you tell the girls just after the game in the locker room?
You know, with the preseason, we just played our 28th game of the season. I mean, I told them, you know, obviously this stings, especially for the seniors. This is it for them. But they came out. They gave everything. Nobody expected us to be where we are right now. So for them to come in and do this, I mean, it was an incredible run. So and I'm just proud of everybody on this team this year. So
Molly was a huge reason that it was only 2-1. I mean, for a freshman goalie to play that well in a state semifinal, what can you say for her?
She played amazing all season long. I mean, today she stood on her head and played for us. You know, a bad bounce on that tip just didn't work out. You know, I mean she saw everything. So if that was a clean shot, she would have had it. You know, but.
That shot, the game-winning goal didn't hit a high stick, you don't think? Or was it not?
From what the girls were saying, I think it hit off of one of their sticks. Sticks were just up, I think it just deflected off of one of theirs, but I don't know what happened. The puck went in, and, you know, that's it. So
one of the Masco sticks.
What?
One of the Masco sticks.
I believe so, yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but that's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
kind of like what Matt said, the entire defense really played well in front of Molly today too.
They did.
I mean, even that's the past few games, that's all they've been doing. They've been blocking a ton of shots
forwards and defense.
And you know what, it's making Molly's job a little bit easier. I mean, but you know what, anything that she sees, she's stopping too. But you know, defensively, we played a hell of a game. It's just like I said, it just didn't work out at the end. So
kind of physical out there today.
They let a lot go, which was nice. It's a playoff game, so that's going to happen. But, you know, there were some calls both ways that probably could have gone, and they didn't, you know. But they emptied it out there for me, so.
I mean, you were pinned in your zone a lot, especially in the first period and in the overtime, to weather it that long. How awesome was it for you guys to be able to weather that first period especially?
You know, honestly, I was hoping if we didn't score first in the first period to come out of the first period 0-0 against this team, that was huge for us. And I told them, like, look, they need to step up now. And they stepped right out in the second period, put a goal in quick. And we kind of – I feel like we dominated the second period. And then the third period was a pretty even game. You know, like I said, they scored that power play goal. And that 1-1 thing, I mean, that was a killer, you know. But, I mean, they kept going right till the last buzzer, so –